Today, I am unfortunate one, and today you are also unfortunate one, because you have to put up with a garbage man. With garbage man. Garbage man. Garbage, you know, garbage bag. Now I'm garbage man. because the circumstances of His Holiness' health is very bit uncomfortable, and so all of us, please pray, you know, His health is good, you know, so you cannot, you're not necessarily put situation with the garbage. So this circumstance and His Holiness give permission me to have babysit for you. Now, His Holiness chosen particular the text by Lama Jigme Kapa, which is we call three principles, part two, liberation or enlightenment. So, today, I try to give you the introduction on this text. But detail is not my business.
All right.
Now this text, Tibetan we call Lamsun Namsum, yes, Lamsun Namsum. The historical this book is Lama Jigong Kapa. He directly communicate and visually seeing Lord Manjushri. And the Manjushri give this packet of the teaching. And he give to his disciple. No. Lamsun Namsun. Namsun. Doesn't matter. Three things for okay. This is a small text, but contained the entire Lord Buddha's teaching, essence of entire Lord Buddha's teaching. And also very simple manner, very practical and universal teaching, everybody understandable. Now, three principles, the path is this way. Renunciation and bodhicitta and sunyata wisdom.
Donc les trois principes de la voie vers l'éveil sont les suivants, la renonciation, la bodhicitta et la vacuité de la sagesse.
So these three is called principle, the essential part to liberation.
Donc ces trois principes sont l'essentiel qui nous permet d'arriver à l'éveil.
I want you to understand why he called the essential or principle part to liberation. Because Western world, the renunciation has the different connotation.
Dans le monde occidental, la renonciation a une signification différente.
And they scared.
Et que nous sommes effrayés de la renonciation.
And losing their pleasure. But no way out without renunciation. Well, first of all, all of us, we consider to be free from the ego mind, from the bondage, yeah, of samsara. We all consider.
Donc en premier, nous devons considérer que nous devons nous libérer de l'emprise de l'ego, de l'emprise du samsara.
What makes the bondage to samsara and what makes unhappy is the not having renunciation. Now, what is renunciation? What makes renounce? Now, reason we are unhappy because we extremely craving with sensory object or samsari object, and we grasping. We are seeking, to solve problem. But we are not seeking right place. The right place is the grasping. Once one ego grasping, the tightness to make loose, that is all.
La meilleure manière de résoudre le problème, c'est de résoudre la tête du soi, de résoudre la capacité qui est pour nous. Et c'est là que nous devons chercher.
Supposedly, that according to Buddhist point of view, monk nuns, having the renunciation vow, right? The meaning of monk nuns to renounce world means less grasping, less craving. Sensory object.
La signification de ces vœux de renonciation sont pour diminuer le désir, la convoitise des objets sensoriels.
Cannot say that monk nuns give up already samsara.
Ça ne veut pas dire que les moines et les moniales ont déjà abandonné le samsara.
Because monk nun has stomach. So the thing is English words renounce has tricky language, You can say monk nuns renounce stomach. Maybe you can say certain terms certain terms, you know, which is not necessarily Manginan's put stoma there. So, I want you to understand to renounce the sensory pleasure. It doesn't mean you throw flower away, you throw nice things, you throw away. That doesn't mean you renounce. Renounce is something to do totally inexperienced. So, now, the meaning of renunciation, samsara, is not you throw away samsara. Because your body, your nose is samsara. How can you throw your nose like this? Your mind, your body is, well, at least my body, my mind is samsara. So I cannot throw away. So, for that reason, renunciation means to make less craving. Make reasonable instead of too much pressure, psychological pressure oneself, and lead case in his action. Now, it's very important to know what point then, you know, we should less grasping on the sensory pleasure. The many times our grasping, craving, desire on the pleasure or bodily pleasure does not give the satisfaction. That is the main point. It leads to more dissatisfied, more psychologically, more case reaction. That is the main point. If you have some wisdom, some method to handle perfectly, some extent, by utilizing persons, you know, sensory object, and not bring the negative reaction, it's all right. You touch flower. So, human being, we are capable, we can judge ourselves how much power we can go into the pleasure, experience of sensory pleasure, without mixed up, without confused. We should judge. It is completely up to individual experience. It's like French wine. Some French people, yeah, not possible to take one, even though they lie, you know, but because circumstances of nervous system. Some French people take a little bit, some French take bigger, some people take bigger, 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 bigger. Yeah. So I want you to understand Buddhist scriptures completely forbidding the monk and nuns to drink wine. Not the reason wine is bad, you know. Grape is bad, you know. Grape is beautiful. Grape tree. Especially, the red grape wine is fantastic color. Oh, because we are ordinary, you know, beginner to path to liberation. They easily to caught with the negative energy. For that reason, not the one itself is bad. All right? That's a good example for the renunciation. What is one Indian great saint? Who is this? Who drink wine one time? Who is this Indian? Remember this? I don't remember the India saint, this one. I don't know. Anyway, one in the great India the saint, he went in the some place where is, you know, wine selling place, you know, bar. Then he drank. Then the man says, how are you going to pay, you know? After the sun set, he will pay. So he drink. This man, you know, he want money, you know. He drink. Somehow, this sun, he control sunset. Oh, so you can see, you know, these kind of higher realization is like you know, miracle realization, or you can go esoteric realization, or you can go, you know what I mean, you know, it's something uncomprehensible by the ordinary us, but he still control. He control sun, he control, he drink, you know, one is maybe 30 gallons or something like that, without TV making. My point is, you know, the renounce is renunciation of samsara is not only the monk nuns, you know, the business, you know. As long we are seeking liberation or enlightenment, everybody should have renunciation of samsara. That if you check your own life, your own daily experience, you can see we are caught such small pleasure. Such small pleasure. We consider tremendous hang up, tremendous hang up with grasping, and not so much value. You understand? So now, the point is, Western way of thinking is a similar Buddhist attitude. Western society thinking, I should have best, biggest one. Isn't it? The same thing, Buddhism. You should have best, last, you understand? Perfect pleasure, rather than you are fighting on, pleasure of one glass of wine.
Donc, en analysant notre vie quotidienne, nous cherchons à accumuler des petits plaisirs qui n'ont pas tellement de valeur. Nous considérons l'environnement occidental. Nous recherchons les meilleurs plaisirs, la meilleure satisfaction. Et la vie bouddhiste est similaire à cette expérience de plaisir du plus grand possible.
So that's why. Useless, are the grasping attitude, useless actions to abandon. Something you make meaningful, liberated life, does have to be actualized. No, I don't want you understand only philosophical point of view. We are capable. We examine our own mind, and we can comprehend that this kind of my mind daily, to bring problem, and which is not worthwhile. Objectively and subjectively. So this is the way, the meditation.
Donc je ne veux pas rester seulement sur un plan philosophique, je veux également aborder le plan pratique dans la vie quotidienne, de servir notre esprit et rejeter ce qui est inutile, ce qui n'est pas le nôtre.
We can correct our the attitude.
Nous pouvons corriger nos attitudes.
We can correct our action. Don't think that my attitude, my action is, my previous karma. I cannot do anything. That is misunderstanding of karma. Don't think I'm the powerless. We do have power. Human being, we do have power to change our lifestyle, to change our attitude, to change our habit. That capacity you call, maybe with the potentiality or God potentiality or whatever you call. That's why Buddhism is simple. And it is universal teaching. It is understandable any religions or non-religious people. Now, opposite of renunciation of samsara is extreme mind. Another way I'm saying. The most time, most of time, our mind, the grasping, craving mind, is the giving projection overestimate way. That project nothing to do with the object of reality. But I want you to understand Buddhism. Objectively, Buddhism not saying there aren't objectively any beauty. There is beauty. This flower has certain beauty. But that is the only conventional. Or in other words, relative. Okay. Now. The craving mind is the projecting which is beyond somehow, you know, relative level. So that has nothing to do with object. That is the hypnotize, if you want to know. Hypnotize? Yeah. Communicating? Oh. And that is hallucinating. That is deluded. And they're holding wrong entity. That without observation, intensive observation, and without a introspective wisdom, one cannot discover. For that reason, Buddhism meditate means, you know, checking. So, this kind of way of checking is we call analytical meditation. That involving logic, that involving philosophy. So the Buddhist philosophy and the psychology, those helps to see things better. Therefore, the analytic meditation is a scientific way of analyze once one experience. I want you to understand, maybe monk and nuns, you know, not renounce at all. Well, it's true, isn't it? So you see, Buddhism, we have superficial structure and universal structure. Don't you think? I'm sure you all of you know. Monk and nuns, we say we renounce, you know. We try. It means we try, that's all. The sometimes Western thinking that monk and nuns are holy. We are not holy, you know. We try. That's reasonable, okay? Don't overestimate again that one. It's very important. We are community. We are Buddhist community, you know. We have good understanding each other, lay people and monk and nuns. And then it's go. Just live at ease. Otherwise, unhealthy, overestimate expectation each other. Okay. Now, better do my business. All right. Maybe I think renunciation, concerning renunciation introduction is maybe that enough, you know. Now the bodhicitta. Now. Bodhicitta is this way. One understands once one problem of ego and craving, desire, angry, you know, the impatient, or once one situation, uncooked situation, disastrous situation within oneself. And one feels oneself is the compassion object. Because those situations. So that then from their beginning, this situation I am is not only me has ego complex, you know, problem. As I do. And in the society situation in the world, some people are higher class, some are middle class, lower class, some are super beauty, some are middle, some are a little bit this, some are ugly. Everybody try to seek happy, not desire miserable. Same thing me. Then beginning, equilibrium, feeling calm. With the enemy, with the strength, with your friend, somehow come, equilibrium. Deep down, not the intellectual, something really sincerity, you know, some deep down, bottom of the heart, comes, is really truly same thing. However, Buddhism, we teach technical meditation, how equalize all universal living being. Without equilibrium, some extent the equilibrium feeling with all universal living being, not possible to say that I want to give my life to others. And Buddhism is not possible. So the Buddhism is something most precious, you know, the diamond, you know, sort of diamond mind. In order to have put space there, one have to be equalized feeling with all universal living being. I want you to understand the distinct, the communist idea of the equal and the Buddhist the idea. The Buddhist idea, the equilibrium is one can experience. It is possible right now. Communist idea, equilibrium is maybe after billion years later, you know, possible. Unless everybody has gone. That's not possible. Now, the point is, we consider healthy mind, equilibrium, realize that should have, because we should discover healthy mind. It's something to do with the inner mind, not the outside human being. So the my business is, I should have not bothered by the, you know, projecting enemy, by the, you know, projecting grasping tight object, and something forget about. Or these three category object is, you know, which is I made my own mind. It's not outside existence.
L'esprit qui n'est pas attaché à l'objet désiré et l'esprit qui ne
So as long you have hatred to object of one human being, as long you have, you know, craving, overestimate object, you know, desire, as long you have the indifferent, losing, ignore, so you can see, hatred, yeah, and you know, desire, and ignorant, you know, ignoring, you don't want to know this. I don't care what he's doing, what he's doing. I don't care, Africa, what is happening. Sort of ignoring. So that this poison, by concerning this object, is the my problem, not the object problem. How can I happy and content, satisfy if little bit is my biggest problem, enemy, you know? How can I be happy? You look me. So you understand that the equilibrium is something to do in experience. You understand? Oh, forget about the Bodhicitta. We all long way to go, baby. Well, no. What I express is, you know, in Tibetan Buddhism, Lama Jitongkapa, the most impressive, you know, equilibrium feeling. This is the most difficult realization, you know. So that was my expression, you know. So it's worthwhile to try, at least, you know, even though you know what I mean, difficult, try. So the equilibrium is something middle way. Another way to say it, middle way. So that's why particular point of view, in order to healthy Buddhist people are healthy, we should have equalized feeling with the Western religion, East religion, equalized feeling and respect for the all the people who practice Christian, we should respect. Then happy. As long as you happy, that is your business. I think it is a mistake that Western baby Buddhist people and thinking that Buddhism is better than Christian. I think it wrong. It is not true. Firstly, and secondly, it gives bad vibration and unhealthy mind.
qui rend l'esprit malade.
Oh, I really feel that sometimes Buddhist people can learn from the Christian. Oh, for example, when I was in Spain, I visited some of the monasteries of Christian. The Christian monk, where they living, where the renunciation seems much better renounce of the monastery of Tibetan. Tibetan Buddhism, Tibetan community of the monastery, we still have individualistic attitude. And those Christian community, the monk, they are completely unified. They have no individual position.
Il n'y a pas de position individuelle.
Oh, I think for me, sort of, you know, taking refuge object, those monkeys are.
Pour moi, je prends refuge dans la manière dont ils témoignent.
Of course, individualistic is concerning individual need of individual growth. All right, isn't it? That is all right. That's why different religion is existed. Now, from the equilibrium, the practicing, daily practicing as much as you could, and not having enemy, not having tremendous grasping, exaggerated grasping, exotic object of craving, not having, and then this way. You can grow in that space, equilibrium space. You can grow your bodhicitta, which is a dedicated attitude for the all universal living being. Oh, the bodhicitta is extremely higher, extremely higher realization.
La bodhicitta est une réalisation supérieure.
Which is completely opposite of self-cherishing attitude. Is a giving oneself complete service for others. In order to lead most highest liberation. Not the temporary. We have extreme thought. Sometimes we too much emphasis putting tremendous energy for nothing gaining. Like this, what is like this? Western, the athletic, some of the athletic is a good example. Athletic, you know, motor jump. He spent all his money and energy, everything into to just jumping with, you know, motorcycle, you know. And the result, he killed himself, you know. So what? Now, bodhicitta is something very practical, I tell you. It is something medicine. Self-cherished thought is like, nail or saw you're putting in your heart, always uncomfortable, But the bodhicitta, since you opened, incredible, tremendous, peaceful, tremendous pleasure you gain. Exhaust less energy you gain. Forget about the enlightenment. You know, you begin, you open for others. It's a tremendous pleasure, tremendous satisfaction you gain. It is very interesting that to work for others is infinite. So life is rich. Life is rich and interested continuously. So you can see Western people, they're bored easily. Therefore, they take drugs and they think. They're easily bored. They can't see what to do. Not those people who take drugs and these are the something, you know, unintelligent, you know. They do have intelligence, but they don't know their energy is put some way to be beneficial for the society or something themselves. They can't see blocks, you know. So then they destroy themselves. So, if you don't want the understanding, bodhicitta is to dedicate others. Sometimes difficult that way understanding. You can make bodhicitta is a selfish attitude too. Why? What I'm saying, practical point of view. You begin, you open, you others. Begin, you open to others, you know. Your tide is here, heart is tied, completely tied, you know, ego tied. You understand, you know, I and ego, tied. This text says something, the ego is the, you know, the iron, the ego is iron tied, you know. Lama Jitsungkap says, you know. So that this iron tied in the heart, how to lose it? When you begin to dedicate, unbelievable, peaceful, unbelievable relaxation. Even selfish attitude, you can do practice that one, I say. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Mm.
So, the really matter is attitude. Really matter is attitude. Complete attitude. If you make your attitude to really open for the all universal living being, you understand? And you dedicate it, it is enough. Enough to relax. I think my opinion, this is much more powerful. You know, Buddhist the attitude is much more powerful, much more practical in Western environment, you know, than meditation school yourself. Anyway, 20th century society, our life, we don't have time for meditation. Even if you try, salvation is. Last night, I'm too late. Yesterday, my heart woke. But I really believe that strong, dedicated attitude, determination, from one day I might rest in this life, today, I, as much as possible, I dedicate for others. I think this is so powerful. Anyway, some of the people attitude, their meditation is they want something, you know, concrete consultation. You know, it's not possible concrete consultation in such short time without the life, you know, put together. And the Westerners, very difficult to put their own life together, I tell you. That the most difficult thing, this is a, you know, Tibetan monk projection, of course. Yeah, especially me, you know. Well, yeah. Because you have to be organized your life. If you not organize your life, how can be you meditate, good meditator? Not possible. Life disorder? How could be good meditation? I don't know what I'm talking. I think that I control. All right. Now, I think somebody said time is over. You know, I'm scared, you know. Anyway, next subject is, you know, sunyata. Sunyata is, you know, his willingness going to explain, you know. Okay? You shouldn't worry. However, what I'm going to say is this way, that the renunciation and the bodhicitta, the wisdom, universal reality, these three is essence of Buddhism, essence of Christian, essence of universal religion. There's no contradiction at all. Westerners easily make rationalization that this Buddhist monk talking is the East trip. These three are not Eastern culture. No Tibetan culture. Anyway, historically, you do know when Shakyamuni teach Four Noble Truths, Four Noble Truths, whose culture? Essence of religion is nothing particular one country's culture. Compassion, love, reality is whose culture? Okay. All right. That's why the three principles of Four Noble Truths or a right path, you can exercise, implement any country, any nation. There's no contradiction at all. Where also we have to understand that these three principles, meditation process, the Manjushri to Lama Tsongkhapa pass up to now, it's not something Gelugpa thing. It is contained all the Tibetan tradition, four traditions. So we should not give misconception that the four traditions, we practice differently. You cannot say Kajuba renunciation, Kelugpa renunciation, Sajaba renunciation, Yimaba renunciation, Sajaba Buddhist, Kelugpa refuge, Kajuba refuge, different. How could you say? How can you say? I don't have any room. Even if Shakyamuni comes here, that's different. I'm going to say reject. For me, Even Shakyamuni Buddha come here, sort of manifest. Ready to the light, you know. Say, you are different. I'm going to say no. People easily deluded, you know. People easily hallucinated. I want you to know the first thing in order to you become Buddhist Sikh is only taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that is all. Then how can you say Gelugpa refuge and Kachupa refuge different? No, I want you to understand. I think I want to say something. We have limitation concepts, limitation to orientation. I want you to see human beings are how limited. Now, I put example this way. Vietnamese Buddhist people cannot visualize Tibetan Buddha.
Par exemple, les Bouddhistes vietnamiens ne peuvent pas visualiser un Bouddha tibétain.
Tibetans cannot visualize Chinese Buddha. Okay. Oh, Westerners are very difficult to visualize Japanese Buddha. Then that means you ignore all those Buddhas? That means you discriminate, you know, I take only Tibetan Buddha. I only take Western Buddha. East Buddha I give up, you know. Japanese Buddha I give up, you know. You understand now how we are limited. Well, that is I call human being limitation. They cannot understand universal level. That's why they put such way cultural limitation in order to ego hang one. If I say badly that each of nations, the Buddhist people, they hang on their Buddha is their ego grasping object. Understand? And also, scientifically, that I'm checking out Western, people, many Western people started Tibetan, painter. And when they make Buddha, completely different Buddha, they make exactly Westernized Buddha. Well, they do. Even though they exactly teach dimension, Tibetan style, like this. The example is Tibetan example, But when they make Westernized, this is scientific, my experience.
that shows that the human being can do only through the their limitation experiment you can paint it, anything, isn't it? In the world. Oh. Anyway, I think it is so pity that also Gelugpa's thinking, you know, that, you know, that they don't want to take refuge Nyingma taking refuge like Bema Sambhava. If I say, I think it's a pity that all the Gelugpa, many Tibetan texts, Gelugpa texts written, Lama Ji Tsongkhapa is a manifestation of Bema Sambhava. Maybe I say Lama Jitsunga is manifestation of Jesus. Well. Oh, I think it very, you know, I tell you, first misconception comes from taking refuge, I tell you. First thing is taking refuge is you have to learn. Taking refuge is not easy. It's something very profound, you know. Then taking refuge, beginning you take a fanatical view of understanding of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Then you pick a fanatical Buddhist, you know. Okay, my advice is, if you are truly a Buddhist, you taking refuge, 10 generations of Buddha, you taking refuge, 10 generations of Bodhisattva, isn't it? In 10 generations, there's no division, West, East, isn't it? I think sometimes too much visual eye orientation is no good. I don't care. Anyway, Buddha Dharma is not object of eye. It's good Christian way explaining God is something, you know, you understand? Something, you know, omnipresent, you know, universal or something. Actually, that good understanding. It's not my Buddha. My Buddha. My Dharma. My Sangha. Rubbish. That is the problem. If you attach, you know, if you attach a particular object of my lama or my thing, ridiculous. Buddha says, you should not attach me, and you should not attach enlightenment, you cannot attach six parameter, you cannot attach anything. Hmm.
I think time is run out, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a couple of minutes, you know, it's still unfortunate, you know, that, you know, His Holiness, you know, cannot come. I really truly wish, you know, that imparting His Holiness is like Buddha, you know, second Buddha coming in this earth. You know, I feel so unfortunate that His Holiness cannot come. You know, you have to put, you know, such garbage, you know, as usual one. So please, you know, one maybe short time, just a couple of minutes, we meditate, okay, and we meditate, and we sending our energy, our, you know, what is it, the light energy, you know, to purifying any obstacles of, you know, anything, okay. Especially from our heart, what blissful radiant light with the rainbow energy we send to His Holiness heart. From the His Holiness Dalai Lama's heart, also what is reached the light with the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra coming, our heart. the entire our body, nervous system, from the feet up to crown, filled by the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra with a rainbow radiated light from His Holiness' heart. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And have a nice day. Thank you.